Commission case also goes well for them as well. And thank you for offering free tests. Edcon, one of my favorite stores in South Africa, a store that is entrenched in South African history, might see a silver lining after all, because there is a proposal to save Edcon.
Yes, administrators in charge of the Edcon group proposed that there should be a sale of the group, a part sale of the group, of the oldest non-food offering retailer in South Africa. This is to offset significant job losses and filing for bankruptcy. Now Edcon came out in late April saying that they will not be able to service all their debts and meet all their short-term liabilities. Now, with the short-term sale, it will offer much-needed relief to the group and also just, you know, save a few jobs, because Edcon employs over 17,000 people, permanent employees, and it has about 5,000 casual employees. So a sale of Edcon will come in very handy for the South African economy, for an ailing South African economy, because we need those people in jobs. We need to get give that economy sort of a pulse and get it moving.
Now, here's my question. Why has government been so silent and not, or maybe I just haven't heard this, has government offered a helping hand to Edcon at all? Have they reached out and said, look, let's try and work together to save all of these jobs? Have there been any such discussions at all?
Government has been helping Edcon. This is a loan was actually extended to Edcon. The Reserve Bank came and extended a loan to Edcon a while back, but it seems like they've been badly managed as a company, so they've been failing to sort of reinvent themselves. Mm-hmm. I think it's a question. Edcon has more of a problem of management, not being innovative, not changing, not moving with the times, than it does have a financial problem, because the government did extend the loan, the Reserve Bank did come in and make a plan to work with Edcon, but it has failed a couple of times now. So we're hoping that it gets into the right hands. The sale will sort of kind of sell it into the right hands, people that will sort of work towards reviving it and maybe come up with new fashion. I mean, I don't know how many of you guys have been in an Edgar store and you have those, you know, those baggy pants and those baggy jeans from the 90s still hang up there. And, you know, I think they need a change, you know. They need a new lease of life.
I mean, look, I've always been a diehard supporter of Edcon, whether it's Edgar's Jet or their Boardman's brand. It always gave me the convenience of knowing that I've got one credit facility that could service the whole house. So if I needed linen, if I needed bedding, I knew I could go to an Edcon store and get it. If I needed a suit or an outfit for a job interview, I could go to one store. If I needed stuff for the kitchen, I could go to a store that, and it would service it with one credit facility that was, by the way, and my account, I'm not sure if it still exists, but I had the 6-month interest-free account, which was a wonderful selling point to me, which meant I would pay off the debt that I had taken, but I wouldn't be charged any interest for it.
Yeah, exactly. It came in, I mean, it has a loyalty subscriber program of over 40 million subscribers. So it means they were on the right path. They just did not innovate in time.
No, of course. I mean, the other thing is, you know, there was rumors that they overextended their credit line, that, you know, they were giving too much credit to clientele who are not paying back. And, you know, there was a lot of things. I mean, there's also rumors now that Mr. Price is on the verge of purchasing Jet. We know that CNA has officially been sold off. CNA, if I'm not mistaken, is owned partly, well, CNA is owned fully by the same guys who own Seattle, and I think it's Food Lovers Market as well. So CNA is now completely off the card. So the stationery business is gone for them. Red Square, we know, has shut down permanently. There's no more Red Squares. What's left is the Edgar's, and Edgar's Active is also, by the way, is now officially shut down as well. So we've got the Edgar's brand and we've got Jet. Those are the two lost entities that are standing that are part of Edcon. And now if Jet gets sold off, which is, I believe, very profitable because of its target market, Edgar's itself as a store might not survive if it doesn't have these other brands to lean on.
Yes. It will be very difficult for it to survive without the Jet. I mean, the Jet market is a very open and lucrative and liquid market. So if it gets sold off in parts, Edcon will most likely not survive. But then again, remember, selling off parts of the business also somewhat comes in as a blessing because it pushes it over to the right owners, people with a bigger plan for the business, people with maybe bigger connections for the business.
But surely you should be keeping the part of the business that is bringing you an income, that is sort of like keeping, you know, its head above water in essence.
Yeah, but exactly. Yeah, you should be keeping that bigger part of the business. But now also with Edcon, you have to understand, Edcon did not explore its market as much as it could. I mean, Edcon had a client base of way more than Woolworths at some point. I mean, you could have just took those people and started serving them food.